The Stanhopes, Volume 1, Chapter 1. For nearly all of her 21 years, Rebecca Stanhope had lived very happily in the same house on a quiet tree-shaded lane in the tiny village of Elm Grove, a situation so pleasant and comfortable that she had no desire to alter it in any way. A lively, intelligent, handsome and accomplished young woman, Rebecca awakened every morning to glimpse the same prospect from her casement window, a lovely view of the grassy slope behind the rectory, down which she used to roll as a child, a sight which never failed to make her smile. Rebecca loved everything about Elm Grove Rectory. It was not a perfect house. The walls had no cornices. The ceilings were plain plaster, without a single ornately carved cherub, and the doorways were so low that many gentlemen had to stoop to move from one chamber to another. But with its balanced two-storied Georgian front, it maintained a dignified, orderly appearance, and it had enough bedrooms, parlours, pantries, offices, and attic chambers, resulting from the many improvements which her father had made over the years, to comfortably accommodate a household of eight, with ample space for guests. It included a glebe of sufficient size for one cow to graze, a neat enclosed garden for the growing of fruits and vegetables, and surrounding woods, which were very picturesque. Rebecca loved the village of Elm Grove too, and was content in the belief that she would spend all the days of her life within the confines of its borders, continuing in blissful ignorance of its many deficiencies. The village was very small, and at first glance had little to recommend it. Its population numbered a mere 27 families, and it was comprised of but a few outlying farms and a single row of cottages scattered for half a mile along a rutted lane. Only two houses were superior to those of the yeomen and labourers, the manor house and its park at one end, and the rectory, adjacent to the church, at the other. There was no inn and not a single shop. Its residents were obliged to go to Atherton, 3 miles away, to find an apothecary or to buy cloth, ink, drawing paper, or a pair of gloves. And as the Stanhopes had no carriage, the women of the household had to make the most of infrequent visits from travelling salesmen to buy lace and stockings. The Stanhopes' only true companionship in the parish were the Montagues, who were first in consequence wealthy.